السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد بن عبد الله، عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم، أما بعد. As always, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Him, the Almighty, the Lord of all worlds, the Exalted, to shower His choicest of blessings and salutations upon the final messenger, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family members, his companions, and all those who tread upon his path with utmost sincerity until the day of Qiyamah. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, first and foremost, I remind myself and then all of you all present here to bring in a life of taqwa, and that is to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during every single second of our lives. If we wish to attain success, if we wish to attain victory in this world as well as the hereafter, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from the people of taqwa, and may He make us from the victorious and successful ones. Ameen. Our country has been hit by severe drought. The Disaster Management Center has put out a report stating that the number of people affected by the drought, severe drought, has risen over 500,000. The places most severely affected are the dry zones like Jaffna, Vaunia, Puttalam, and neighboring areas. We are all praying for rain. And if you look at rain, rain is a huge blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exclusively under the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They attempted to trigger artificial rain, and research in regards to artificial rain is happening in different parts of the world, but we are in 2019 and yet they fail, because هو الذي أنزل من السماء ماء. He is the one who sends down water from the heavens. It is in His control. We human beings have to take the blame. Yes, global warming, the climate change, all of that is the carbon footprint that we are leaving behind. The pollution, all of it is, yes, affecting. You can see the ice melting at the poles. Can see the climate drastically changing. Yes, we are to be blamed in that sense, but yet at the end of the day we need to seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we want rain. And that's a different discussion, but as individuals we need to take more conscious decisions in regards to protecting our environment. The other day on my social media feed, I think it was a snippet from CNN. It was a picture of a whale, a dead whale that had been, you know, washed ashore. And when they opened up the whale, it was full of so many pounds of plastic. Now, I want you all to just ponder and reflect for a moment. What did those animals do to us? We are spoiling their kingdoms. We are dumping garbage and plastic into the oceans. And these innocent animals, you have turtles, you have so many other animals that have plastic straws up their nostrils, and they don't have hands like us to pull it out. Subhanallah. So you never know, it could even be the curse of these animals that we are suffering like this. Innocent animals. So as individuals, if each and every one of us makes conscious decisions to reduce the usage of plastic, to resort to other materials, I think the world will become a better place. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Now let's talk specifically about rain. Rain is a huge blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, if Allah wills, He can make it a huge test, a huge punishment, as He did so to the nations of the past. Take Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, for example. Allah mentions in the Quran, he cries out, فَدَعَا رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرٌ. He prays, أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ, Ya Allah, I am overpowered, فَانْتَصِرْ, so help me. فَفَتَحْنَا أَبْوَابَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَاءٍ مُنْهَمِرٍ. And we opened up the heavens and caused the rain to descend. And you all know the story of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. Take the people of Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, they drifted away from Allah Azza wa Jal, from the worship of Allah, from good deeds, from righteous actions. They went into evil actions. And Allah mentions in regards to them, فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ عَارِضًا مُسْتَقْبِلَ أَوْدِيَتِهِمْ قَالُوا هَذَا عَارِضٌ مُمْتِرُنَا. They saw clouds approaching. They were put through a period of severe drought. Ring any bells? We are going through drought. They were put through a severe drought, famine, no rain. And then suddenly they started to see dark clouds approaching. And they were overjoyed. They started to celebrate. Despite the fact that they had drifted so far away from Allah, they had forgotten Allah. Now they celebrate, they're overjoyous. And they said, "Aridu mumtiruna." These are dark clouds, it's going to rain heavily, you know. Today it's going to rain. But on the other hand, it was not rain. It was a severe punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tudammiru kulla shay. Everything was destroyed, apart from their dwellings. They were destroyed. Take the people of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam. They were a people messing around in trade. They were cheating. They were involved in illegal transactions. They didn't care how they made their money. The Prophet comes to them and warns them in regards to Allah. They drift away from Allah. They tell the Prophet not to meddle with their businesses. They were messing around with the weights. They were with the measures and weights. They were cheating people left, right and center. And they challenged the Prophet of Allah. فَأَسْطِطْ عَلَيْنَا كِسَفًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. So if you are really a prophet of Allah, then make the heaven fall on us. Let pieces of the sky fall on us. And the punishment of Allah came to them in the form of heavy rain, wind, rain. Take the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah mentions in the Quran, أُمْتِرَتْ مَطْرَ السَّوْءِ. This evil rain fell on them. The books of tafsir mention it was a rain with water. They thought it was, you know, abundant and prosperous rain. But it was rain, toxic rain, with raindrops the color of blood, which eliminated all of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he would see dark clouds approaching, he would rush to the house of Allah. He would be in salah, seeking the forgiveness of Allah, seeking the protection of Allah, until it would rain in a peaceful manner. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha is reported to have asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this regard, "Ya Rasulullah, people in general are, you know, happy when they see dark clouds, but you on the other hand, you are the opposite." And then he goes on to educate her and tell her about the people of the past and how they were destroyed, stating that he feared the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers in Islam, you can see the difficulty that we are going through. You can see the scorching heat outside. We are complaining, we are lamenting. The ACs are not working, water is not enough, we are worried about dehydration. It's from Allah. It's a reminder from Allah that we need to turn back to Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm going to swiftly share two formulas and then wrap off the sermon. Two formulas to achieve abundant rain. Rain full of blessings, inshaAllah ta'ala. Formula number one is through action items basically. So action item number one is through an incident that took place during the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. It's mentioned in the books of tafsir. It's from the Israeliyat and Israelite tradition. Once there was severe drought during the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he resorts to Salatul Istisqa. Now Salatul Istisqa is a great sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and I'm sure most of us have prayed it in our areas. Everybody is praying for rain. So Salatul Istisqa, where everybody gathers and they pray. It's a special prayer, asking Allah for rain. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he gathers his people, the Banu Israel, they all go to an open place. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam raises his hands unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's fervently making dua unto Allah Azza wa Jal. Oh Allah, let it rain, abundant and prosperous rain. But the sky is clear, not a single cloud in sight. Now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was disturbed. Him being a prophet of Allah, he was generally accustomed to his du'as being answered on the spot. He was a prophet of Allah, a very great prophet of Allah. So he was wondering, what's the barrier? What's preventing my du'a from reaching Allah? Why is it not pouring? Why is it not raining? So he cries out to Allah, only to be informed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "Ya Musa, There is an individual in the crowd who has disobeyed me for almost 40 years. For as long as this individual is in the crowd, not a drop of rain will fall. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam turns around. He addresses the people. He says, amongst you all, there is an individual who has disobeyed Allah, who has earned the anger of Allah for almost approximately 40 years. This individual needs to get up from the crowd and leave for it to rain. If not, we are all going to suffer. The animals are going to suffer. The plants and trees are going to suffer. Subhanallah, this is the consequences of evil deeds, of sin. Now the people were disturbed. They were all, you know, like looking at one another. Who is this? Who is going to get up, basically, you know? So even if someone felt like, yes, I am the individual, he thought, you know what, maybe someone else, maybe another individual will get up. No one got up from the crowd. No one got up from the crowd. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam keeps addressing the people. Now, when no one got up, there was one individual who knew that he was the individual. He knew that, you know what, I am the criminal, I am the culprit. But he felt so ashamed to stand up. Picture, put yourselves in the shoes of the Banu Israel. Think if that situation were to happen now, if one of us had to get up and leave, would we not feel ashamed? Would we not turn red like a beetroot? So this individual was feeling so ashamed that he covers his head with his cloak, with his upper garment, and he cries out to Allah. Ya Allah, I disobeyed you for 40 years and you covered up my sins, Ya Allah. Are you going to expose me today in front of all these people, Ya Allah? Allahumma inni tubt. Oh Allah, I turn to you in sincere tawbah, forgive me of my sins, forgive me of my sins, forgive me of my sins. No sooner he uttered the word tubt, oh Allah, forgive me of my sins, it started to pour and rain. The people were overjoyed. It's raining. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, though, was in confusion. He had just announced that it's not going to rain, not a drop of rain is going to fall until this sinner leaves the crowd. And now it's raining, it's pouring. He immediately cries out to Allah, Ya Allah, what is the meaning of this? What is going on? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, O Moses, Ya Musa, it is because of the same individual that it is raining now. Earlier the rain was blocked because of this individual, and now it is because of the same individual, it is raining. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says, Ya Allah, I don't understand. I don't understand. How is it possible? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he has turned to me in sincere tawbah, tawbatan nasuha. I have forgiven him, and therefore the rain will continue. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then cries out, Ya Allah, give me the opportunity to meet this individual. I want to see who this individual is, this fortunate individual. Allah then informs Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, O Musa, when he was a sinner for 40 years, I covered him. I did not expose him. And now he has become a wali, one of my friends. By performing tawbah, all your sins are forgiven. You're given a brand new slate, a brand new chapter. You're like a newborn child, subhanAllah. Now do you think I will expose him? No. He is going to be hidden. Allahu Akbar. So formula number one. We need to mend our ways. We all know that we are sinners. We know of our sins. If you touch your heart, you know of the mistakes that you have committed. Unlike other religions, you don't have to come to the Imam of the Masjid, sit and confess. No confessions here. You confess to Allah. Cry out to Allah and confess. Ya Allah, I am guilty, Ya Allah. I have sinned. I have wronged. I have transgressed. Forgive me, Ya Allah. And Allah is forgiving. He will forgive us of our sins. The month of Ramadan is around the corner. Just another 20 odd days for the month of Ramadan. A month like no other. Subhanallah. A season of goodness. A season of positivity. Let's not now wait till Ramadan to mend our ways. Let's intend today that I'm going to turn over a new leaf. I'm going to mend my ways, inshallah. Second formula, quickly. Hadith is in Muslim. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he makes mention. The Prophet ﷺ tells us, it's an authentic hadith, once a man was walking and then suddenly he spots a cloud. It was during drought when there was no rain. Suddenly he spots a cloud and then a voice commanding the cloud go to so-and-so's garden and irrigate the garden, as in rain over the garden, over his garden, over this particular individual, Fulan ibn Fulan, so-and-so. The man was astounded. A cloud exclusively being commanded to go and reign over a particular individual's garden. He was so intrigued and curious, he rushes to find out where this garden is. And eventually he comes to the garden and he sees it raining prosperously and beautifully over a particular plot of land, a beautiful garden. And everywhere else it's dry. And then he sees the owner of the garden in happiness, plowing away. He rushes to the man and he narrates the incident to the man and he says, "Please tell me, I want to know, why are you special? And how have you achieved this miracle?" The man declines and refuses to tell his story, but this man kept on persisting and until finally he gives in and he says, "Okay, if you want to know, I'll tell you. I'm not an individual who is doing big and great deeds. I'm not up the whole night. I'm not fasting the entire day. I'm not reading, I'm not completing a Quran every single day. No, I just have one practice that I generally practice in terms of my garden. Whenever I harvest and whenever I get the harvest, what I do is I divide it into three portions. I divide it into three portions. One portion, I put it back into the land. As in, I cultivate, I use it to pay off my laborers, the wages, etc. I put it back, it's an investment back into the land. The second share, I keep it for myself and my family. We eat from it and I stock it up and keep it for perhaps a few months. The last portion, I give it out in charity. I give it out in sadaqah. This is not zakah, by the way. Each and every harvest, 1/3 is giving out. Not mandatory, it's optional. Zakah is mandatory. You have to give it. Don't fail in it. You're asking for trouble. Sadaqah. This is optional. I'm giving it out in sadaqah. 1/3 of it, I give it out in sadaqah. To the poor, to the needy, to the less fortunate, to the hungry, to the ones who don't have food, I give it out in charity. And did you see the consequences? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So one is turn over a new leaf. Turn back to Allah. And number two, don't be stingy. Don't withhold. Give. The more you give, the more Allah gives you back in return. The more you give, Allah multiplies and gives it back to you in return. 10 times more. If you believe in the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give. Nobody has become poor by giving. You know that. If Allah has blessed you, know that it is from Allah and Allah can take it away from you anytime. It's not through your capability. It's not through your talent. It's not through your ability. It's not through your family lineage that you have money, that you have wealth, that you have assets. It is Allah's tawfiq. It is Allah blessing you. That is it. So if you want to secure more of that blessing, give. There are so many people. Now in Colombo, we are experiencing this drought. But I think I've mentioned this before. We have a project called the Clean Water Project. We visit these rural villages, the dry zones in general. Their state is by default this. This is their state. No water, heat, hot sun, dry lands, hot winds blowing in your faces. And no water. Now when the water is cut and we can't take a proper shower or the pressure has been decreased, we get frustrated, we get agitated because we are used to our faucets. We are used to the high pressure of water coming. This is Allah testing us. Therefore, my dear brothers in Islam, let it serve as a wake-up call and let us turn back to Allah. Let us make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all of our sins, that He makes the rain in a plentiful and abundant way. And let us intend firmly to turn over a new leaf, to mend our relationship with Allah, to strengthen our relationship with Allah. With that I conclude. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all of our sins, to accept our good deeds, and to make it rain in a prosperous and abundant way, not in a harmful way. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help this country to move forward, to move away from corruption, to move away from all the robbery that is happening. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to become a powerful nation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite all of us. May Allah azza wa jal bless our economy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us in every way possible, starting off with rain. Let it rain across the country in a positive, abundant and prosperous way. let it not be harmful for us. Ameen, ameen, wa akhir da'wa, yani alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.